Case number 11,250, Valerin Hodges, southwest of Route 54, west of Taylor Avenue, and 300 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 45, block 5, within Cape Windsor Development. Tax map ID is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 38. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Valerian Hodges. My address is 209 Settlers Way in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774.
Jacqueline Hodges, 209 Settlers Way, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Nice.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Valerian Hodges, and I'm here this evening to request variances to construct a new home on a lot that we've recently purchased and which we plan to retire to. The property is located and identified as Lot 45 in the Cape Windsor subdivision in Selbyville. It was purchased with a mobile home on it, which had not been used for some time. It had been damaged in the Sandy storm and has since been replaced or removed, I should say. Therefore, we purchased the property with the intent to construct a new home, a new livable home on the property. The variances that we're requesting in terms of constructing a new home on the property is a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback to construct the home with a porch and a deck on it. We're also requesting a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback for the porch with a second level deck off the rear of the property. And we're requesting an 8-foot variance from the side yard setback for the placement of the HVAC units and a platform for the HVAC units. So those are the variances that we're requesting. Now, as stated, the property is located in the Cape Windsor community, a subdivision that is, and that subdivision has lots in it that are unique based on the size of the lots. Our lot measures 50 feet wide by 90 feet in length, and it's because of this unique circumstance of the size of the lot, it is difficult to construct an average size modern home on the lot. So therefore, we're requesting a variance to do that. The Cape Windsor community was developed as a mobile home community, and it is now transitioning to a more of a modern home community. And therefore, the modern homes cannot be constructed within the strict conformity of the current county zoning ordinances without variances. Now, the variances that we're requesting will enable us to have a reasonable use of the property. The side yard setback will allow us to park our vehicles on the property. Within the Cape Windsor community, they do not allow parking on the street. Mm-hmm. So allowing us to have the 5-foot setback on the side would allow us to park our vehicles on the property. And most of the homes that are newly constructed as they transition to a modern home community have been constructed with setbacks on the side and rear yards to allow reasonable use. So therefore, the difficulty of the current conditions on the size of the lot was not created by the applicant. The construction of the home would not alter the character of the neighborhood. To give you an idea of what the neighborhood looks like, that's why we offered the pictures to you. Mm-hmm. Exhibit A gives you an idea of what the lots look like adjacent to ours with the rear yard setbacks. Though that first picture in Exhibit A shows the homes adjacent to our lots from the rear, showing what they look like to show that what we'll construct or plan to construct is in line and will not alter the community and the character of the neighborhood. Also, Exhibit B shows you several homes that are constructed in the neighborhood or are now under construction in the neighborhood with the side yard setback, which was constructed for the home as well as the HVAC units, to give you an idea of what they look like in the community, to show that the home that we're proposing to construct will be consistent with the other homes in the community. In addition to that, since we are new to the community, what we did was go to the Cape Windsor Community Association and submit our plans to them so that to ensure that what we were proposing to build on the lot would be consistent with the neighborhood and that they would not have a problem with that. They looked at our plans and also gave us an approval to build what we were proposing to put on that particular lot. However, obviously, that is contingent upon the approval of this board of the variances. So, variances requested will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Now, in addition to that, the property adjacent to us, as shown in the picture, it would not have any effect in any way to that property, or those properties that are adjacent to us will not be detrimental to the public welfare in any way, and is also the minimum that will afford relief for the construction of this property. The variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation at issue. Therefore, we're requesting those variances.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Start, Mr. Rickards.
You said the front will line up with also like with the back and the pictures? The front of your proposed two-story dwelling will line up as you look down the road, as you look down Tyler Avenue?
You say the front of the of the home?
No, the home.
The home, sir.
The front of the home will not. The front, we're not requesting a variance for the front.
No, but I said will it line up with those?
No. Because some of them have garages.
Back or forward?
We won't have a garage on ours, so ours will probably be some 5 feet or more sitting back further.
Further?
Into the lot.
Into the lot?
Into the lot, right.
Okay.
So
garage on yours.
Right, because ours will have more. We would have had to request a variance for the front in order to get more on the front side.
Okay. So, and the deck above and is lining up with along the back.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The homes adjacent to ours all have a porch and a second level deck.
And you're all lined up pretty well right now.
All lined up directly. Okay.
On the north side, the steps, they're not covered, are they?
Steps?
The steps on your north side are not going to be?
No.
Okay.
No.
You still sure you don't want to put a cover over there?
No.
Okay. No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Your house is going to look like the ones that you took the pictures of, same style?
Same style. It's a modular home. And actually, there's probably 10 of them in the community look identical elevation.
Same
elevation. You know, inside is different floor plans.
Yeah, okay.
But the elevations identical.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suggest that we make case number 11,250, approve it. The applicant has demonstrated that there is standards for granting a variance, and he has demonstrated that. And I believe he's done a good job at that.
Yes.
He's impressed me.
Yes.
Okay. There is a uniqueness to the lot, which you've brought to our attention. There's also a variance that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by you because of the size of the lot. Variance will be a central character of the neighborhood is the same. In other words, it's not going to affect it. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And I believe it's the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,250. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,250 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Good luck.